Thank you for your goodness. Yes, Lord, we honor you because you are good, Father. You are good, God. Thank you, Father, for giving us Holy Spirit, helping us to grow up in you every day, Father. We appreciate you, how much you care for us. Sometimes we don't see it, Father. Help us so we can realize you're always with us and for us. All you have for us is good because you are good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm having a wonderful week. I don't know how about us. We have good. Regardless whether we have good or bad, right? God is good. You know, when we look at our circumstance, and sometimes it's not speak well to us. It's not speak well to us. What are we going to do? We keep going, right? We keep going, and we thank God. I've been preparing message, but certainly about yesterday, and I've been praying. I felt that he wanted to share something different than what I expected. So I guess we're gonna learn how to continue to obedience Holy Spirit. I think that's the most important. What we can do for the Lord is learn to be obedient, and because sometimes our flesh is not the place that the thing that, be honest with you, I don't want to tell people. I don't want to say, like, you know, you're doing business or whatever the case may be. Sometimes you don't want to say it, but the Lord continually reminded me, the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, joy, and in Holy Spirit. If there's no righteousness, if there's no joy, it's no peace, I don't want to be in, because God is not in. This morning, I want to share how we keep our vision alive, or another thing you can call it, how can we fulfill the vision of God or the call of God in our life? And we look through the scriptures and through the Bible, we see that not many people fulfill God's vision for their life. Not many people fulfill the call of God. One example, we can see that Israel people would worship Moses. He didn't fulfill the call of God in his life. The vision that God has given him, he failed. So we can learn a lot from the Bible, and we can look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 10. When you read from verse 1 to verse 11, it talks about these things are right and for us, for our learning, for our warning. And when you look at different translation, like the Amplified Bible or NIV, or they explain different things, these things are right and for us. Basically, this is example for us so we can get away, or we can escape the thing that they are falling to, so to speak. And for our learning, for admonition. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, talking about the word of God is benefitous, profitable for teaching, correction, instruction. And so we can walk in righteousness. We can walk in the way of God. And I see oftentimes how God keep a vision from person to person fulfill. Now we see in the Bible, I want to pick out three people how to fulfill God's call in the life, or vision God has given. Abraham, took him 25 years. How can he continue encourage in 25 years till he can receive Isaac? And I see Joseph, took him 22 years to fulfill his dream God has given him. When he saw the dream, he told his parent, his sibling. Of course, they didn't happy with that. You know, they already hated him at first place. And I believe that God, the one that kept him from kill, because if they did not sell him to the people, to the, you know, to the vendor from Amalekite, or and gone to Egypt, they might have kept. They already planned to kill him anyway. And so we see that it took him 22 years. How can he keep encouraged? So we're going to look through the scripture. And another guy that I'm going to look into, the David 3 of this character, that one of my favorite characters in the Bible. And David, took him 13 years to become a king. And before he became a king, and people were trying to stone him, and his wife, was his family would take captive, and they burned all the city. And he, and now these men were with him, and they talking about to stone him in First Samuel chapter 30, and we can read from verse 1 to 6. And so how God keep these people to fulfill, just like Moses, I mean, he's mighty man. I mean, he, nobody can see, like, experience the power of God like Moses in the Bible. I mean, Daniel have some, David got some, but nobody can compare with Moses. And he did not go to, even did not step in the promised land. Just look from this then. That's sad to me. That's really sad. But why the Bible recorded all, so we can learn from these things, so we can walk with God. We're not falling into the thing that, of this world. It's easy to walk. Like there's some, Daisy and I talking why people fall and so, such and so. They are so mighty. I said, look in the Bible. How about Solomon, the King Solomon? He's the wisest king on earth. And he still, you know, didn't fulfill all the call of God in his life. And so I see how God encouraged and these people, they fulfill God calling in their life, the vision God had given. I see that one of them has they have different understanding how they can continue to go with God. So I see Abraham, when he was 99, God appeared to him. And now he left when he was 75. When God called him out of his family. And during the 10 years, he experienced God mightily. But however, his wife, you know, good thing sometimes you're single, you don't have your spouse ask you to do the thing that's against God. So we know now, without Sarah, they wouldn't have all the war that we all having today. And but he saw the goodness of God. He started seeing. When we walk with God, sometimes I think we forgot. We have forgotten the thing that God has done in our life. I think that's one of the things that we easily look to the problem instead of look as God. He is faithful. He is good God. So Abraham, I mean, he said, hey, you still didn't give me a child. I mean, I'm 99 and what are you going to do? And everything is not working. The Bible tells us clearer. Everything is not working. And chapter 15, when the Lord took him outside, show him all the stars that his children would be. Now he wasn't having a kid yet. But that moment he believed God. He believed God. And the Bible tells us that he in Romans chapter 4 talking about that, even though, like, you know, he's dead, nothing is working right now. His hope is not really hope, but he believed that God called those things with not as though they were. And who against hope believe in hope, he is called the father of many nations. And then the verse down, he is fully persuaded. Starting verse 20, he's not giving unbelief, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. He keep continue believing. And that's the thing that keep Abraham keep believing, even though he did something wrong, but he still continue believing. You know, there are times that we did something wrong. All we're going to do, keep believing, keep going, because God believing us. We don't believe in ourselves. God believed in Abraham. God called up Abraham. He believed in him. He believed in him. And we know the Galatians, that those who believe are blessed with believing in Abraham. So I'm going to do. So how God can communicate with these people to make their dreams come true or make their calling come to pass. Most oftentimes, I look through the scripture, from Genesis through Revelation. Oftentimes, God speaks to vision, sometimes a dream. So we see, like Abraham, God appeared to him in a vision. It can be a dream. To me, like, I can interpret like a dream. So oftentimes God speaks to us. Sometimes we don't pay attention because sometimes he speaks to us, we can't hear it. So when we go to sleep, God would reveal to us by dream. That's the same thing with Solomon. God spoke to him in dream. Two times God appeared to him in a dream, but he did not go all with God. And he regretted. God was angry with Solomon. When you look at 1 Kings chapter 11, and you look down from when you read all through verse 9, I believe verse 9, talking about that God was angry with Solomon because he appeared to him twice in dreams. How when Solomon was worshiping God and God showed him a dream, what, ask anything you want, basically. That's my phrase would say, anything, but he asked for wisdom and understanding how to manage, how to judge his people. What a great number of your people. And God gave him wisdom. God also said, I will give you glory and honor. But if you walk with me continually, like your father David, I will give you long life. he did not have long life because he didn't walk all the way through. He died, most people believe, when he was 60. So we see that God communicate with us, sometimes vision, sometimes dream. So like Joseph, God showed him dreams. He didn't know what going to be look like. His dream, like the sun, talking about, I believe, his father, the star, maybe his mother, and all the his sibling going to bow down, worship him. And he just kept that. He didn't know, maybe he had no clue what kind of this mean. All these people worship him. Maybe he just thinking about his family. But we look through the life of Joseph. He was the favorite son. I'm in love with his father. His clothes are many colors, and he was amazing. He was like family rich. And now when his brethren trying to kill him and they sold him as slave, he was naked and he's got nothing. But the Bible tells us, Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, that God was with Joseph and he is a prosperous man. Oh my goodness, you are a slave, you got nothing. And Potiphar is supposed to be the prosper man, right? He's the master. And now Joseph, he was slave. And the Bible said that he was prosperous man. What he did prosper. And Potiphar saw that God was with him. I mean, there's evidence of God in Joseph. I believe he never complained. The Bible didn't tell a thing. Never complained. And he just do everything because one thing he noticed, that God was with him. God was with him. God was with him to keep him going through all. You see that from the best child in the family started the row. When he noticed the vision God had given him, he nurtured in his heart. The Bible also mentioned that his father kept in his heart too. And his parent, I'm sure his father, Jacob, tell Joseph about how much God with him. God given him promise when he was dreaming. The ladder come up and down when he was escaping from his brother, right? Esau, when they escaping, he was sleeping. He saw in a dream, saw angel go up and down, like in a ladder. And I believe that what he was sharing with Joseph, all the dream, all the thing that God been doing in his life, when he trust God, everything changed. I believe that he impacted so much in Joseph's life. Joseph believed that God is with him. Regardless what he does, God going to be with him. I believe he was 17 when we know that when he sold into when he visited his brethren and sold into slavery. We see that after that, his life never like he from the this, like going become a slave, nothing more, any value in his life, serve his master, and then accuse his rape, right? He didn't do it, but he's accused of why he put in prison. You see, from he started going down. When he noticed, recognized the vision God gave him, I believe that that's the two times later he interpreted the dream. Every time the dream appeared to us, two times the dream established. I saw that when he interpreted the dream for Pharaoh later, he said the two times that mean God about to do, this dream is two times that mean already established. So sometimes we don't pay attention when we have dreams. For me, like when God showed me Isaac, that was 2018. 2018. Vision for the shop. I forgot. I'm sorry. Vision for the shop. God showed me two time vision. Our shop. We don't know what we're gonna have for our shop. And my son Isaac two time also God showed me before what happened. I forgot exactly. And I knew that. So I interpret through Joseph's interpretation. He said two time your dream, the same dream, it must be true. So I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that. So Joseph know that God was with him, regardless where he had. He know that God was with him, and he know that his vision is gonna be one day. He doesn't know how long it's going to take, but he honored God. He said, when he faced temptation, he ran from temptation. What he does, I cannot do great wickedness against my God. If he would say his master would be already big trouble already, but he recognized that God is with him. Therefore, when he was in prison, guess what happened? He's still on the top because God was with him. Everything he do will prosper. He recognized, I believe he remembered his father taught him. 17 years, you think that's a long time. His father been talking to him because he's a favorite one. I believe because Jacob loved Rachel. That's the wrong only thing. You know, when he's supposed to have Rachel and end up with Leah. So that's another lesson. If you get drunk, be careful, right? You don't know what you get. You get into. So I believe that because Jacob loved Rachel so much, and he worked seven years, just like few days. Anyhow, and we see that his life, when he carried his vision, devil know that when the call of God in our life, when the thing that God has put in our life, they will try to, when we look back in Matthew or Mark or Luke account, talking about the seed, when you plant the seed in your heart, the devil come after the seed. I believe that what happened to Joseph, because devil want to destroy the vision, the dream that God has put in his heart. But he recognized that this dream, this vision, this is established, this is true. He's going to pursue it regardless what situation he's in, regardless whether he is serving his master or whether he's in the prison. But he continued to serve God regardless. We don't see any complaint in Joseph's life. Never had rebuke. David got rebuked. All the people got rebuked. He never had one time rebuke. Only one time he mentioned after he in prison interpret the dream, he said, "Remember me when you restore to your place the cupbearer. When you restore to your place, remember me." He forgot it, and 2 years later, Pharaoh had a dream, and then he remembered it. So he was like in there like another 2 years. He forgot it about him 2 years. And then when the dream came two times to Pharaoh, he said, "Oh, now I remember." He said, "My fault, I remember." That's the only time they mentioned that Joseph, I believe he didn't complain. He said, "Oh, remember me when you go there, that here I am," like he was sharing. And too amazing, he was in the in the prison. This is to me a real amazement statement. When he saw the two officers from the king got sad. I mean, in prison, what do you expect, right? Because I believe the Bible tells that he ministered to them. I believe that because the anointing from Joseph, the grace from Joseph got deep in him. And wherever he goes, this life is there. That's the reason I think Potiphar recognized that people, you know, in a prison, you don't give prison to manage the prison. Imagine that. Got to be something obvious. He is not complaining, he's not grabbing, not complaining his situation, or, you know, he's not like bitter, angry at his situation or God. People saw there's character, there's nature, that something in Joseph, there's no other people. I mean, to make somebody trust you, it's not so simple. But God, they have to see it sometimes. Sometimes I see people can see some other person better than any other people can see the gifting, the character, the nature, they can handle the work or position that they can be in. There are some people has a gift, you know, to recognize. So we see that Joseph keep going down, keep going low, but until the dream appeared to Pharaoh, nobody can interpret. And that guy remembers Joseph brought into the dream. So when Joseph stood before the Pharaoh and interpret the dream, to me, another thing that I see from the lowest place to the highest place within an hour. But the preparation is, well, the Bible stated that when he was 30, when he interpreted the dream, Pharaoh, when we look at that, I wrote down, that's in chapter 42, verse 5 to verse 6. And we will look at all the, from chapter 41, when he was 30, the 13 years to become, and then verse 9, when his brethren come to him, that was chapter 42, verse 9, when his brother come to him, worship, bowed down before him, that's when his dream come true. You see, so when he's 13, he become the highest, like man, like the second person, the most important in Egypt, right? 13 years when he was 30, and now, when he's 30, he can make his dream come true. He can access, because no, when we look through chapter 41, the Pharaoh gave Joseph like, "You, no one able to lift up a hand or foot against you unless you approve it." So basically he has all the access, only me above you. Basically, I give you rule over my people, basically. And remember, he is the a Hebrew and despised by Egyptian. But God able to do that within, because he been prepared for. And just like the disciple Jesus asked me, I want to be in right hand. Jesus said, no, the those who prepare. For those who prepare. So we see the preparation sometimes, like we go through in life. Like I admire Ernestine being a pastor. So like this to me sometimes can be discouraged. The devil would draw anything to discourage us in walk of life. I do business, I see the same thing. People would throw at you, you do the best you can, people do, but what? We continue recognize that, hey, God is with us. That's what Joseph. That's the only thing he has. God is with him. He able to go through. He said, God is with me. I'm prosper. He knew that he's prosper. He saw his father work for 14, almost 20 years, nothing. But when God showed him, God the one make him prosper. I believe that how he taught Joseph, because God is with you, regardless of what you do, you prosper. We see Joseph put in prison, he's still the head. They put in a slave, he's still the head. So now he has access. We see 13 years took him to get in the place that does God. Sometimes it takes time, God to work in us, to produce a character. Romans chapter 5 talking about that, like tribulation produce patience. God want us to build the character. And the Lord showed me that your character, your nature is more important than the gifting I have put in you. So sometimes, like, we don't want it, you know, as human, it's not good. Sometimes we go through hardship, we don't like it, but sometimes it's good for us to train us so we can be like ready for imagine if Joseph hasn't faithful doing small thing, and now he got a better opportunity to serve whole nation and for the promise of God to bring his family, to save his family, so Jesus can be born. Imagine that way too. You know, how can we have, so the vision we see that Joseph, the reason I believe the strongest vision to make his dream come true is he recognized God is with him. You know, God is with him. Just Abraham, he believed in God. That's the only way. So he believed in God. Joseph recognized that God was with him. Not many Christians, I talk with a lot of people at my shop, like not many people believe that God is with them. So they believe, God was with me. Maybe, may God be with you. So that's his doubt. That's not good. So Joseph, we have to recognize God as a source. To me, like, I just thank God. I told my wife, whether you and me are doing, but I'd rather do the right thing. I want to do the excellence and serve my God more than have 100,000 or maybe 10 people that don't do the right thing. It costs you. You walk in righteousness, it costs us sometimes, but that's honoring God. I'd rather do something honoring God. So we see a life of the Lord showed me about of Joseph, the reason he fulfilled his, he can make his dream come true by he has all the access to the army, I believe, because he is a second person in, because no person can lift up hand against him without his permission. I mean, that's crazy. But he just waited on the Lord. He can make that dream come true. He can call his army, come to his family, and make his brother bow down, worship him if he really angry or whatever in it. But he just waited on God. Another 2 years, the first 2 years in famine, that when his brethren come to Egypt to buy the crop, we see that, oh my goodness. And then when they worship, they bow down before him. And then Joseph remember his dream. 22 years, 9 years at after 7 years of plenty, and the first 2 years of famine, that means 9 years. So 22 years, 13 plus 9, 22 years. So, wow, that's quite some time. Sometimes we want it right now. Lord, I want it right now. Use me right now. But God knows what is best for us, and God knows. So we just keep what Abraham did, believe in God. So what Joseph did, believing, recognizing God is with us. So I go to the next person. I like David. So we see David, he anointed the king. I would say when Samuel come to anoint him being king around 17, many people believe the 17 years. And then before he become a king, all, you know, David, I mean, all the craziness going on with it. When we read all the psalm, we see that he going through. I mean, Saul trying to kill him multiple times. And then a lot of things happened to him and his men trying to stone him. But I want to read this part. I think this part is 1 Samuel chapter chapter 30. This is David talking about when people are trying to stone him and trying to kill him. And I believe when we talk, we'll read from verse 1, but I'm going to focus on verse 6. And David greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. I'm reading from King James Version, because the soul of all people was grieved, and every man for his son, for his daughter. Now they were like all the city been burned, and all the children and wife got captured and took away. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So we see that encouraging the Lord his God. Now, if these are people in the old day, they encourage themselves in the Lord, and they don't have spirit with them. I mean, in them, they have Holy Spirit with them. Now we are new covenant, and we are established upon better promises. I think we can do much better than they are, right? They were, right? I really believe that this, the Lord gave me this about this, how they fulfill the call of God or the vision that God has given me. Because like David said, you the only place that sometimes we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We need to continue to believe like Abraham believed. Whether 25 years or whether 10 years or 15 years or 25 years, we got to believe. There's no other option for us. We call believer, right? Believer, we need the believing believer, not unbeliever believing, right? Not unbeliever believing. We need to be believer of believing. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 9, I love it. Let me read that. This is the Holy Spirit showing me how we should read. And I love the man. If we can keep, I say, if we can keep, like God is with us, okay? Keep believing God is good, like Abraham did, and keep encourage ourselves in the Lord, and we do better than these three guys. And the reason I believe these three guys fulfilled their call, fulfilled the vision of God again, because they know God was with them. They know that they can encourage, they can come to the Lord, their refuge. David said that the Lord is my refuge. I will not lack. He make me to lie down in green pasture. He know that God is good God. Even from my young to my old, I don't see any forsaken who seek the Lord. He said, those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. David know God is good. That's the only place, the safe place. Think about it. These people been serving with him. Now they're about to stone him to die. My goodness. When you read previous verses talking about that, he was crying. He ready to quit. Looked like soundly. He was crying. There's nothing to cry for. He was wept and until his hour, looked like out his breath. There's no tear to cry. So we see that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And Galatians chapter 3, that's what I was going about. Verse 7 and verse 9, two verses, I love it. Know that you therefore, they who are of faith, are the same children of Abraham. So if we want to go step of Abraham, the father of faith, because he's believing. But when you look at the word faith, also believing, verse 9 say the same thing. Verse 9, so then they who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. So basically, those who believe are blessed. Like the same Abraham who believed God. I really see the world show me those who are believe are blessed like or the same like believing Abraham. So Abraham believed. Where he believed? Believe in the Lord his God. Because he know that God the one prospered him. God the one that look at life, his life. I mean, he against four kings. He still won the battle. Only his men and family, because God was with him. God the one that doing all this thing for him. He recognized it's not about himself. And we know that when we read in Romans chapter 4, who against hope believe in hope, he will call the father of many nations, as it's written, so your seed be. And he's not staggered or wavering at the promise of God through unbelief, was strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that what he has promised able to perform it. So now we don't really value the word of God these days because, I'm just saying. You're not just saying. We need to speak like the word of God speaks. We need to believe what we say. Jesus said, if we say to this mountain, we remove the cast of the sea, we're not down our heart, we will have. And we have authority. We are children of God. They were servant of God. We are much better off than they are. I believe we can do better than them. But now we look back, we want to be like one of them. But we should be better than they were, right? We are the children of God. We should be better than anything. We can encourage, we can pray in spirit, we can build ourselves. They cannot build themselves up. All they can say that, Lord, have mercy on me. David was crying, God, have mercy. But we have mercy. We have ultimate mercy. We are the children of God. We have access into the kingdom by the Spirit of living God. They don't have that access like we have. They can just like as an at God mercy, but we are a different story. We are the children of God. We are highest position in the kingdom of God. Sometimes we don't see ourselves like the children of God. We see ourselves, oh, I'm poor, I'm black, oh, I'm defeated, but God doesn't want us to see. Many times I see myself that way. He said, God showed me, you are defiling me. You don't believe my word, what my Lord say about you. And the word of God is truth. Let God be true, every man a liar. But the word of God is true. We need to believe like Abraham believed. In his day, he didn't have a word, a Bible. We have 66 books and many other times the Lord spoken to us, whether in dream vision. I'm sure that every one of us, I have the dream that God speak to me, have not come to mind. When he told me about the shop, it took me 5 years. We can speed it up the process. We can speed it up some of the process. I call for it. He said, call those things be not I, so they were. We can call for it. As we speak, as we believe, it will happen. I believe that we can speed up a little bit process in the process. We can make things much. We don't have to wait 25 years. I believe because of technology, everything increased crazy right now. I believe as a children of God, we can step into the same realm. We are living the day that everything is not slowly. You see revival taking place. Very soon you will see all across our nation and then going to be the world. I really believe that. But what is God saying? God saying, we need to prepare. What we go through, that is, I think, that's trying to build character, nature in us. Because when we don't know how to handle the success, we don't know how to handle the glory of God, we will fail. Even David, he's been through a lot, but he still failed. You see that? The reason he fell, his kingdom divided. That's not God's will for children of Israel. And we see that I need to share this more than any other person who are listening. Because God wants us to build up in him. In all things, thus we can grow in him. So we can do the thing that his way. It comes to the point that there's no compromise in us. He doesn't want us to do things compromise the world. I mean, there's a lot of temptation. Like me, I'm doing business. And their thing, I'll tell you, I mean, this is cheaper. This is more expensive. You're talking about business? You're talking about the rent, like $4,000 or $5,000 a month? And then on top that, in order to make my shop run, $8,000. Just make it run to pay all the bill, $8,000. Imagine, like, if I can buy a cheaper product, I would save $300 here, $100 there. You adding up, going to be $1,000 here, $1,000 there, $2,000. I can pay up my rent from that. You see that? But when you go a godly way, you ask God, what should I do? God said, serve my people the best of the best. That's what I'm going to do. Regardless, cost me thing, I don't care. It costs me more than I go to regular thing. God cannot back me up. I'm serving him, serving his kingdom. Now, yes, when you talk, you address your people who work with you. They say, I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm leave. I say, okay, this door for you. You have to stand on. I have to stand on because I trust in him. My trust is in him. Yes, you know, when you have new people, you got to train them. If not, they are not willing to train, they go, it's okay. The Lord will continue to bless me. My trust in you. He started good work in me. He's going to finish it. He gave me that vision 5 years ago. Now it come true. About our shop, just a building, but the part of the people who work there, God showed me another two dreams recently, and I saw people like come flooded in. People who work there, they are having so much fun. I told my wife, I said, you watch and see two dreams that have been established. You watch and see. I can tell you this: you watch and see. You come one day, you will see. You come there often, you will see. You know, we have to, that's us as an anchor. We can't say, oh, Lord, if I can have this not pay for this month, I'm happy. No, we need to believe more than that. Lord, this, yes, we are content what he gave us. I'm content, but I'm not staying there. Lord, I want to give more. I want to give Ernestine every week more. I want to give her more. I don't want to give just like a few $100 here and there. I want to give her more, but I need to flourish in order for me to give. You know, I'm content where I am, but I'm not satisfying where I am, so to speak. You know, I want more. to know him more, believe him more, to encourage myself more, pray more in spirit. I want to dream more, bigger dream, that thing. But every time when God gives us word or dream, if we stick in that, we do like three, this guy doing, right? The Bible tells us, if we faint not, we will reap what we sow, right? They reap what they sow. If we faint not, if that's a big if right there. That's a condition that all part we got to do. How are we not discouraged when the devil draw at us every direction, everything? Just only thing, just believe, encourage yourself in the Lord, recognize that God with us. That's the only thing. Can these guy? They can't pray in spirit. I'm sure they can't pray in spirit. They are not baptized with the Holy Spirit, right? They can prophesy, but I don't see anything that they speak in tongue. But Isaiah talking about this. This is refreshing. This is the rest. This is refreshing. Cause weary to rest when we pray in spirit. But they don't have that. Now we can rest in the Lord. We pray in spirit. We can rest. So when God gives a dream, we just hold on to it. Regardless, maybe 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. The vision God given you has not come to pass. More than 10 years already. But I'm gonna continue. So, like you said a while ago, you can make this the dream of God come to pass according to your ability. We can't make things happen. Just Joseph, he can make things happen, but he trusts in God. Just David has the opportunity to kill Saul. He can be the king. But he said, I refuse to touch anointed one. So we got to do godly way. God can back us up. I believe when we do godly way, God can back us up. When we do his way, he will back us up. Now, we want to walk in the way that God, because God called us, we all live in this world, but we are not of this world. I believe he wants us to walk as a child of God, come to him without caring, oh, Lord, begging for his mercy. Instead, we recognize, oh, God is with us. God is for us. So God is good. So I need to believe him. I need to trust him. What his vision he showed me, surely will come to pass. What a vision, if we want to experience, like these guys experience, I believe we continue believing him. Recognize he's for us, he's with us, recognize he's good God, he's a good father, he loves us more than we love ourselves, he wants us to be blessed more than we want to be blessed. That's the only place we can walk in freedom, we can walk in liberty, because God wants us to walk in joy, walk in love, walk in peace, because without peace of God, it's hard to live. The people of the world, they don't have peace. Amen. I think I'm through. Sure, yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure you gave us vision, Father. You give us dream. And I like in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there's no vision, people perish. The reason you want us to have a vision, to have a dreams, that you don't want us to be perished. So keep our vision, Father, keep our dream alive. So sometimes we can't make it happen. Just we see, so these guys, they don't make these dreams come true by their own ability, but they waited on you, trusted in you. So Father, give us the grace to trust you, to believe in you, to encourage ourselves in you, to continue to recognize you always with us, not against us. Father, I pray that every dream that has been put away or devil trying to diminish, sometimes just dream, but you show Solomon 2 times in dreams and he didn't continue to follow you till the end. You were very angry with him. That's in the old days. But right now, Father, I pray you illuminate, you bring back all the dreams or the vision that you have for our people, Father, and keep us continue to pursue the dream, the calling that you have called us, Father. We just thank you. We trust in you, Father, because you are good, Father. We thank you, Father. You give us Holy Spirit, encouraging us, teaching us, helping us, showing us every way that we step in so we can walk in righteousness. We can walk in fulfillment of your desire, Father. It is your will, your desire for giving us dream so you can continue to encourage us to fulfill it, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We trust in you to fulfill our dream and vision for your glory, for your kingdom. We thank you, Father. We come against any discouragement to stop our dream come true. We come anything that against your dream, your vision, Father, your calling of God in our life will not come to fruition, will not come to pass. We come against any demonic forces trying to stop the call of God in our lives, trying to stop the vision, trying to stop because the blessing, because the glory is released when you give us vision, your glory to be manifested. Imagine if Joseph had not hold to the dream that have given him, you would never have to be born through the life you have promised, Lord, when you told Abraham, in you all nations will be blessed. In your seed, that's mean continue through Abraham. That means Jacob is die. If there's famine, there's no food, they die. That means your dream will not come true, Father. So we want your dream come true in our life, Father, as you want it, as you believe in us. Now we believe in you. Help us, Father, of our unbelief. So we continue, have courage to follow you. Whatever the calling of God in our life come to pass. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.